You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds of mourners have gathered to pay their respects to a man known as a king in his community. The coffin of Uncle Jack Charles, who died last month at the age of 79, was adorned with Indigenous designs, centre stage at Melbourne's Hamer Hall, next to a traditional smoking fire, as he was honoured in a state funeral by the state of Victoria, where he spent his life. The beloved Indigenous elder has been remembered as a man of relentless positivity, a survivor who led a life of inspiration to his family and wider society. Victoria's acting Aboriginal Affairs Minister Colin Brooks spoke warmly.
Uncle Jack dedicated his life to sharing his love and inspiring others. We were always better off from hearing the wisdom of his words.
It was wisdom gained from the toughest of childhoods as a member of the Stolen Generations, says family members Frankie Mazzoni and Ari Mazalong.
Snatched from his mother and sent to the baby's home in Brunswick at 4 months old. When he turned 2 years old and was too old for the baby's home, he was sent to the Box Hill Boys Home.
Uncle Jack endured years of trauma in the home.
But despite that trauma and later addictions and incarcerations as an adult, his family says he harboured little bitterness and had an undimmed enthusiasm for life. Film director and actor Rachel Marza says he returned to prison as a teacher to inmates.
Inspiring those caught on the same treadmill that he was once stuck on himself. And it was through his example that he inspired hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. If I can get off, so can you.
And those who collaborated with him, like manager Patrice Capagreco, recall a tireless commitment to his work and his heritage.
Very jet-lagged, and you will have just finished 6 weeks of filming. And like most times when I tried to schedule in rest days in his calendar, he said to me, "Nah, mate, I'll be fine. I'm Aboriginal. I can do anything."
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews could not attend as planned because of the flood crisis currently gripping the state. But the politicians who were able to come to pay their respects, like Colin Brooks, spoke of Uncle Jack Charles as the finest storyteller of them all.
Uncle Jack dedicated his life to sharing his love and inspiring others. We were always better off from hearing the wisdom of his words, wisdom that he shared with so many of you here today. He often called himself a leading light, and that he was in so many ways.
Deborah Brooke, SBS News.